This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Settle down, class. Today, we're going to check out the European Space Agency's cluster mission. Now, does anyone know why it's called cluster? You're all half asleep this morning. Why don't you work together? See what you can come up with. All right, let's fly past and see if that helps.
There's one, two, three, four satellites. So they're all part of the cluster mission.
That's right.
And they're called cluster because they're working together in a cluster.
You've got it. Finally. These satellites have been circling Earth for over a decade now. Each of them is about 3 metres wide and a metre high. The measurements they take from their individual positions mean scientists can build up three-dimensional maps. They've got names too. Rumba, Salsa, Samba and Tango.
Well, I always said two heads were better than one. And four heads are better than two.
Yes, Quark. I've met your mum.
The cluster mission helps Earth scientists understand more about solar weather activity and its effect on Earth. Let's check out some of their discoveries.
Hey, look at the solar wind. It's like there's currents, like you get in the sea.
That's right. The cluster mission has found that there's turbulence in solar wind. And that's one reason why it keeps its energy even after travelling millions of miles. And if we fly past the North Pole, we can check another of its discoveries.
That's an aurora.
Aurora are the legendary red and green curtains that illuminate the long winter nights here at the Arctic Circle.
They're so beautiful.
Much less familiar are the strange black aurorae, a strange electrical phenomenon that produces dark, empty regions within the visible northern and southern lights.
Black aurora sounds kind of spooky.
They're certainly mysterious. Black aurora take on various guises, dark rings, curls or black blobs in the sea of faint, glowing aurora.
So what causes them?
Well, the cluster mission's figured out that these peculiar patches are caused by a kind of anti-aurora, where conditions are the exact opposite of those in the normal aurora. They seem to occur where there are holes in the ionosphere. That's the upper atmosphere, where the particles that make up the ionosphere are shooting upwards into space. This is the opposite process to that which creates visible aurora, where electrons spiral down from space into the atmosphere.
So, it's not really an aurora at all, more of a missing part of an aurora?
That's right. Since it launched, the cluster mission has made dozens of discoveries, and by working together, those four satellites are providing super detailed maps of what's going on. Hey, didn't I tell you that working together is a great way to solve problems? Class dismissed.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch. With support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.